Let's talk about these distribution centers. How big is one of these things, John?
The one that Amazon is going to be building out at Cecil is 1 million square feet. So just to give you an idea, 1 million square feet is the size of the Avenues Mall. So it's a huge building.
This is the second one coming to Jacksonville.
The first is a little smaller, but not by much, and that will be out near the airport.
Right. This comes on the heels of a lot of development at what's called Cecil Commerce Center. Where is that for folks who don't know?
It's off of I-10. It's a former Navy base, 4,400 acres, huge piece of property the city got in 1999 from the Navy when the base closed. You know, if you haven't been out there, it's really kind of impressive. You just head west on I-10. There's an interchange exit for Cecil. Most people have no idea what's going on out there, and they're shocked when they see it.
What else has been going on out there recently?
Well, the other big thing was a couple of years ago, GE Oil and Gas said they were going to be opening a manufacturing plant out there. That's about 500 jobs. When you get a large corporation like a GE or an Amazon to build a major facility, that sends out a signal to other companies that this is a good place to do business. It's kind of like a seal of approval. People in commercial real estate businesses, there'll be an Amazon-like effect for their business, probably going to raise the value of industrial real estate in Jacksonville overall.
And this is the same center where the Saft battery factory has been for a while, and now things are, it sounds like, really cooking out there.
But, you know, it wasn't always that way for Cecil. In fact, the city struggled quite a bit to get any development out there once it took control of the land from the Navy, in part because there wasn't much development out there. At first, there was a push to bring back the Navy in 2005. Navy was trying to relocate a air base in Virginia, and Jeb Bush, who was the Florida governor at the time, who happened to have some excellent political connections, his brother being president, he worked very hard to get a base back in Jacksonville and largely succeeded in doing it. But Mayor John Payton pulled the plug on it.
Do you think Mayor Payton saw the economic value in it?
I think he did, but I think the immediate decision was because the residents out there did not want to bring back a naval jet base and with all the noise and all the commotion that would bring. It's largely a rural area.
So what happened next?
Well, in 2010, the city gave up trying to develop Cecil on its own. They hired Hillwood Investment Properties, a huge firm out of Dallas, to develop and market the land. But even that didn't really pick up the pace of things. You know, we were in the middle of a really bad recession in 2010, and the market was pretty much dead for a few more years even after that. But slowly, as the national economy improved, so have the fortunes out at Cecil. And economic development leaders here in Jacksonville say that that is going to be a huge magnet for more jobs and more companies coming in as the years go on.
That's WJCT business analyst John Burr on the development happening on Jacksonville's west side at the Cecil Commerce Center. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.